But what I can tell you this is that the whole earth is full of the Lord's glory. You know what people sometimes do, Christians? They hear about miracles in another place. Then everybody gets on a plane, then they fly to that place because God's miracles are there. Now, why, if God has the whole earth in his hands, why would God just put his anointing in Garis? Or why would God only put his anointing in New York? Or why would God, that has the whole earth within his hand, put his anointing in Japan? And then we get on a plane and then we think, no, 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 we must fly to Garis because there's a prophet. Or we must fly to Japan because there's somebody there that can pray for me. And that is not the plan that God has. God said that he will pour out his spirit on all flesh. Everybody here. If you give your life to the risen Lord Jesus Christ, he will put his spirit within you. And with that spirit will come gifts. Spiritual gifts. Everybody is made unique. You are unique with unique gifts. And I spoke about this last Sunday. You can get the CD of the sermon where we started with spiritual gifts. But this evening I want to talk about specific gifts that the Holy Spirit will give to us. Because if you say yes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is in you. I just want to make that clear. If you said, God, I want you to be in my life, then the Holy Spirit is inside of you. Because that is God's heart, to bless us with gifts. Now, last week, can we just go to that slide, Nadine, about, where am I now? Every believer is important. Every believer is gifted. Every believer is a minister. Now, I need you to understand this before we talk about this. Each and everyone sitting here, you are important. In God's economy, you are important. Okay, it's belangrijk. The second thing I want you to remember, you're gifted. There's things that you can do that I can't do. There's things that I can do that you can't do. And every believer is a minister. My sister told me when they were at the nursing college, I think it was in Cape Town, yes, and so the minister was there. And one of these Khoza speaking ladies, she spoke in a broken English, and now we call the mini star. And so they all thought, now who's the star? The mini star, you know, it's the minister. You catch the drift, yeah? Ach, my kind, he's got to oor your kop. The mini star. But it was the minister, you know. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Don't feel angry, don't feel ashamed, you know. It's a beautiful thing that God's, you know, and when you go to the part of the Afrikaner people, the minister and his government said that we will have equality, you know. You know how we speak? And if you go to the Cape Flat, the minister may brew. You know, God loves culture. May brew, you know. You know the Gamati jokes? In Afrikaans is it Gamat. And op die Kaapse vlak is it Gamati. And I would suppose that, what do you say, gamut? You know, but it's beautiful. It's culture. Now, because of that, that is the way God has created us and put us together. He likes it. He loves it. A lot of people, they don't get that. If you have a lot of fat around your eyes, you look like a Chinese person, you know. They have more fat around their eyes because God created them that way. It is so. Are you with me? Now, if you have to look at that part of the world, you get Indonesians, you get the Chinese, you get the Japanese, and please don't ask me the difference because I don't know. But you know what? God made them unique. God made them important. God made them gifted, and God made them ministers. If they say yes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, as jy ja vir die Here sê, dan geld dit vir jou. Dit geld vir jou. The second thing that I said last week is, we are gifted for the health of the whole body. We need each other. We really need each other, guys. I can't see how we're going to preach the gospel to the nations if we don't work together in terms of our uniqueness in the body. That's why I have a problem with people doing things on their own. People that don't want to be part of a team. I have a problem with that. Because when it comes to God, it's about team ministry. So, what are we going to do now? We're going to talk about what's important to God and why it is important to Him. And I want to start this evening, Nadine, if we can go to my second part, yes. Spiritual gift, the second part. We're going to talk about that. Now just watch. If you've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit is inside of you, and then there's gifts. There's 9 gifts that comes with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk about the 9 gifts quickly this evening. Scripture teaches the following. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. So the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom, utterance of wisdom. And to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. Do you see that the spirits there are small letters? Die geeste, daar's klein letters, en as it praat van die Heilige Gees, is it hoofletters. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. And I want to talk about the 9 gifts, if you can go to the next slide, the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit quickly. The first thing when you have the Holy Spirit is that God can give you a word of wisdom. Now, the word of wisdom is the ability to practically apply the principle of God's word in a specific situation. Now, this for me, altijd een groot seën. When I talk to people and I tell them, look here, this is the dilemma that I'm in. Or this is the dilemma when we talk in a meeting. We'll say, this is our challenge. How are we going to do this? Then there's always a brother or a sister. They raise their hands and then they would say to me, look here, what? I'll tell you what. This is the scripture that we must apply here, and we must apply it like this in this specific situation. And that's wisdom. Are you with me? Jy weet, wanneer iemand net sy hand opsteek en sê, weet jy wat, die skrifie moet ons so toepas in die situasie, dan gaan het vir ons so en so help. En dan sit ek altyd met my hand oor my mond. Ek is verbaas. Want dis 'n bonatuurlike manier waar die een die Heilige Gees 'n woord van wysheid kry. To apply God's word in a specific situation. Now, isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? That the Holy Spirit can bless us with wisdom. We need wisdom. Mense, om deesdae jou kinders groot te maak. Jy gaan nie, ek gaan jou nou al sê, ek kom het achter, daar is nie antwoorde in boeken nie. Jy het wysheid nodig om jou kinders groot te maak. To run a business, you need God's wisdom. There's some tricks that won't help you in these days that we're living in now, with a turbulent dollar. Die dollar wat so op en af. En, jy weet, you need wisdom. And you need to know how to apply God's word in your business. You need to know how to apply God's word when it comes to your friends and to your family. If you don't have that wisdom, you can go under in the blink of an eye. Jou hele lewe kan net so verander. We need God's wisdom. I really believe God wants to give His children that word of wisdom. The exercise of this gift skillfully distills insight and discernment into excellent advice. Isn't that beautiful? When somebody who has a word of wisdom, they will give you excellent advice. The The second thing that you give, it's 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. The second gift is the word of knowledge. It is the ability to discover, analyze, and systemize truth for the benefit of others. Dis die vermoë om kennis te kry en dan analiseer jy dit. Jy sit dit sistematies in orde en dan verduidelik jy dit vir ander mense en dan het hulle 'n beter prentjie van wat hulle moet doen. Kennis, a word of knowledge. The second thing I want to say about the word of knowledge, with this gift, one speaks with understanding and penetration. Some also associate supernatural perception with this gift. Weet julle hoekom is dit so? Ek meng nou so 'n bietjie met tale, want ek kan sien daar's 'n paar woorde wat mense gooi, maar ek kom help. Die rede hoekom dit so 'n fenominale gawe is die feit dat wanneer God dit vir iemand gee, dan het 'n ou die vermoë om dit wat moeilik is eenvoudig uiteen te kan sit en almal verstaan dit. En weet julle wat gebeur wanneer daai persoon wel met jou praat? Dit gebeur wat nou gebeur. Al 5 jou sintuie is wakker. As hy ookie daai woord vir jou gee, hy sistematiseer dit, hy sê hy analiseer dit, net sê dit so eenvoudig, dan lyk dit daar gaan ligte aan. Jou oë is wakker, jou oor is reg, jy voel dit in jou gees. You know the story. I'm going to tell it again. Ek en Elmarie wou huis koop die eerste jaar toe ons getroud is. Nou gaan kyk ons die huis, maar die huis het 'n kraak hier onder by die fondasie. Maar nou wat weet ek van huis koop? As dit by praktiese goed kom, ek's maar bietjie dig, jy weet. As dit nou by huiskoop en sulke gekom. I'm not gifted in that area. En soos enige goeie verkoopsman,
luister, hier's 10 mense wat die huis wil koop.
Daar's altyd 10 of 20 ouens wat die ding mos wil koop. Jy moet nou vinnig besluit. You must make it snappy. There's 10 people they want to buy this home. So now I'm under pressure. En dit was in 'n tyd toe die huismark regtig op in is nou nog in 'n slegte geslag. Het nie nog beter gegaan nie, maar anyway. But this really looked like a bargain. So I thought, well, a bargain. I can buy this thing. But now, the whole time within my spirit, there's this niggle. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? So now this guy tells me, I'm going to phone you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. At that stage, I was still a teacher. I'm going to phone you at school and then you must give me an answer. Now you know how these salesmen, they're really good. The third period he phones me, derde periode bel hy my. Yes, het jy 'n antwoord? Het iemand 'n aanbod gemaak? Ek sê nee, ek weet nou nog nie wat ek moet doen nie. And so I just prayed, I said, God, you must help me. I need knowledge. I need knowledge and wisdom. Now wisdom and knowledge works together. Because God will give you the knowledge and then he will give you the wisdom. Wisdom is the way that you apply the knowledge. It's practical. Knowledge is just the systematic analyzing and, you know, orderly sequence of things so that you can understand it. So now I'm busy, and then it happened. One of these guys, he works at a school, but he teaches in a specific area, specific subject. And this subject, you know, that he's teaching is about building houses. It's bou. See, bouwetenskap, building science. So hy kom na met sy gumboots verbygeloop met 'n sigaret. So he stands at my classroom, staan hy met die gumboots, die man is vol dagga. Nou staan hy, hy sê, "Jesus, hoe's dit my bro?" Ek sê, "Lukie, ek het nou 'n probleempie, ek moet nou die huis koop." So now I draw this house for him and I show him where the crack goes. You know what this guy does? He doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. He stands in the door like this. What does the Bible say? Maar ek skrik. Immediately he has my attention. He says, "Scripture says, if the foundations are not right, the righteous build in vain." Hy sê in Afrikaans, as die fondasies nie reg is, bou jy te vergeefs. The first thing that I've learned, God will speak through anybody. God will use anybody he deems fit. God sal so gebruik, en toe hy dit vir my klaar het, toe trek hy nog so een diep trek. Hy sê, "Ek hoop ek kon jou help," en dan stap hy weg. So now I have my answer. So when that guy phoned me, I just told him, look here, the foundations of that place is not proper. I'm not going to buy the house. Thanks. Have a great day. Actually, Fio. That's that. Wisdom and knowledge. God will give it to you. You know, for some people, it's a shock that God would use somebody that smokes to speak. God used a donkey in the Old Testament to speak. Have you ever heard God speak through a child? Oh, dit bring jou trane in jou oë wanneer kinders deur God ingeneem. En kyk, kinders is mos nog suiwer. They're really pure. And when God speaks through children, it changes your life, you know. Dit is eendag het Amre aan die huil gegaan, but now just her with the Lord. Now she's crying. So I'm sitting there next to her, I'm thinking, now what's going on here? Ek het ek's bietjie gegooi en my daughter Carla, she comes there. She just starts cuddling her. Now what's wrong? Toe my man, dit gaan nou right wees. Die Here sê dis right. So now I'm getting a teaching in how to handle a lady that cries. So now I'm stepping back. I'm just watching the Holy Spirit here. He goes to the toilet. She fetches toilet paper. She comes back to her mom. Sê vir haar ma se traan af. Die Here is lief vir jou. And the more she speaks, the more Elmer is just blessed. And I'm just seeing how God is working through this child. En ek, 37 jaar oud, het nie 'n klou wat om te sê nie. En hier kry ek dit deur 'n kind. Soos die Heilige Gees deur 'n kind werk, kan werk. That is how God operates. The third gift, discernment of spirits. It is the ability to clearly discern the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Sometimes I talk to people, then I can see that they're lying. Jy sien sommer die man praat nou deur sy nek. Man is alright, los hom. You know. With this gift, one can distinguish reality versus the counterfeits. Now, this will help you when you need to, especially in a business sense, Christian businessmen. When you sit at the table and you start talking to people, you better start recognizing this gift, where the Holy Spirit can show you, you walk away from this deal. This thing is not going to work. You know, this thing is a dangerous thing. You get up here, you walk out. Because we need to distinguish between divine and demonic spirits. Ons moet kan onderskei tussen heilige en bose geeste. Jy moet dit kan doen. Tweedens, true versus false teaching. Wat leer hulle vir jou, die waarheid of praat hulle klomp bog? We need to be able to do it. And then spiritual motive versus carnal motive. In other words, is this a vleeslike ding wat jy doen, of is dit 'n geestelike ding wat jy doen? You need that ability. And God can give it to you in an instant. I have a lot of stories about that, but not for now. So, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits is called the revelation gifts, because God reveals stuff to you. Dis openbaringskennis, want God openbaar dit aan jou. 'N woord van wysheid, 'n woord van kennis en die onderskeiding van verskillende geeste, dis openbaringskennis. God openbaar dit aan jou. Ons gaan gou na gawe nommer 4, to the gift of faith. The ability to have a vision for what God wants to be done and to confidently believe that it will be accomplished in spite of circumstances and appearances to the contrary. This gift of faith transforms vision into reality. Met ander woorde, ons het 'n vergadering. Nou sê ons moet Boland College se mure verf. Ons moet die toilette verf. En ons moet die toilette regmaak. En dit gaan ons so R15,000 kos. En as hy iemand, en ons het hier die gehaaltie, daar is altyd 'n ou wat opstaan en sê, luister, ek sê hulle wat, ons gaan so maak, ons gaan 'n daai dag verf, ons gaan so die geld kry, en ten daai tyd sal het klaar wees. En dan sit jy daar en dan wonder jy, Jesus, en nou wat het deel vir oggend in sy pap gehad? because this man, he's operating in another level of faith. And guys with this gift, ek het al gesien, hulle kry mos so wille kyk in hulle oë. En dat doen hulle net 'n ding, en dit gebeur. The gift of faith. Nou Marshall en Oppie, they operate like that. Hulle kry so die kyk in hulle oë en dan sê hulle nee, ons moet dit doen. Almal het vir Marshall Heredien gesê, my broer. Nee, dit was die ouens gesê het my broer nie. Dit was ouens gesê het my broer. Hy's mal om 'n praktyk in Booster te kom oopmaak vir harte. Jy's mal. Jy mors jou tyd. Vandag het hulle meer as 2000 pasiënte. Nou, hy kan letterlik na ouens toe gaan, hy kan nie in sy mou gaan lag. Ek het julle mos gesê, I've told you so. But you know what, it's a gift of faith. Almal het 'n bietjie geloof om in God te glo. Almal het dit. Moet dit nooit vergeet nie. Want dis hoe jy na Jesus toe kom met daai bietjie geloof. Everybody has faith. But God puts more faith on that faith so that you can do what you need to do. You can also do it. En so Oppie. Ek weet nie, I don't know if you know Oppie, but he and Tani Frida, the elders in our church, Hercules' father, he also operates. You know, you can tell him, Oppie, you know, oh, me and my wife, we had an argument this morning. My child, faith. As a saak van geloof, my kind. Alles bly geloof. As jou kinders moet pak, doen dit in geloof, my kind. You do everything in faith. Now that's a gift of faith. It's a really special thing. It's really beautiful when you have somebody like that. That just can say, look, this is what God wants us to do, and this is the way that we're going to do it. It's a blessing when you have somebody like that. Usually these guys, they freak people out. Hulle maak mense so ongemaklik. Vra my vir Tanya, toe papa sê, Woester toe, ons moet praktyk daar oopmaak. Woester, nou! You sure you heard from the Lord? Het jy reg by die Here gehoor? Dit kan nie wees nie. Die Here het seker nie dit gesê nie. En dan sê papa net, nee, Woester. En al sy professor sê vir hom, nee, nie Woester, jy is mal. He told me an interesting story. Even BP, Better Petrol, gave him a job opportunity in Upper Africa with a brilliant salary. He just knew, no, it's Woester. And today we know why, they know why. It's a beautiful thing, but that's the gift of faith. The working of miracles. The ability to serve as an instrument through whom God accomplishes acts that manifest supernatural power. Miracles bear witness to the presence of God and the truth of His proclaimed word. Ek het dit nog net een keer in my lewe gesien vir myself nou. Dit was 1 jaar verskrikkelijk droog in Woester. Die weerbureau het geen reën voorspel nie. En by intersessie kry ons toe 'n woord. Ons moet bid vir reën. Jesus, ons bid vir reën. Toe ek hier uitstap, dus die lig potblou. Daar's die 'n wolkie in siggie. Ek dink, nee wat. Daai aand 2:00, die oggend 2:00 toe reën het, toe staan ek kaal bo lyf. I stood outside and I just praised God. I said, God, this is a miracle. You know, Joshua told the sun to stand still. Now that's a miracle. You know, when people pray for other people, there's no eye in their sockets and then the eye grows back. That's a miracle. And I've heard of the stories like Tani Elsa. Dani se vrou. Nou met kanker gediagnoseer. Was dit vir gebid? Dokters het weer so 'n paar scans gedoen. Nou weet hulle nie lekker wat om te maak. Ons gaan nou weg. Nou wat nou? Tannie Elsa, wat nou hier? Wat gaat nou hier aan? It's gone. It's gone. That's a miracle. Because it's a really powerful thing that God does. And God wants us to bless us with it. The ability to perform these things, you know. Daai wat Moses vir die rooi see gesê het, gaan oop, that's a miracle. It's a powerful thing when God just operates in that way. En ek voorsien 'n tyd waar God wil hê dit moet meer en meer gebeur. Hy wil regtig waar hê dit moet meer gebeur. Dis sy hart. Then number six, the gift of miracle. The working of miracle. Then the gift of healing. Working of miracles, then the gift of miracles. It should actually be the gift of healing, but they also call it in this passage miracles. The gift of healing. Dis nou weer gesond maak. The ability to serve as a human instrument through whom God supernaturally cures illnesses and restores health. Faith, healing, and miracles, these are the power gifts. Now, Chris, daar, operate and get the gift. I don't know if you can remember last year when there was a lady sitting there with a bleeding ulcer. And so Chris got this word of knowledge. Chris got up, he took the mic in Afrikaans and said, Chris, ek voel hier 'n dame hier. Haar maag sy te maag sweer, het bloei. En ek kan nog mooi nou sê Chris vir my, hoe sê mense dit Engels? Ek sê, it's a bleeding ulcer. He said, it's a bleeding ulcer. That lady got up there with this bleeding ulcer. And as she was walking, she was in pain. And so he prayed for her. Next week when we got to intercession, she was smiling. The thing disappeared. No more bleeding. She was healed. Now there's quite a few people that Chris prayed for and they healed. So I naturally think he operates in that gift. There's a few other people that I've also seen operating in this gift, but it's a beautiful thing when God heals people. A miracle is where the arm will grow back. That's a miracle. A healing is when there's a sickness and something and God just cures the sickness. Are you with me? My wife had back pain. That time it was in serious, eh? Angus wasn't so famous yet, but we knew he was going to be famous one day. And so Angus was in serious. Ons was in serious, a stadsaal. A karige 60 mensies. Niemand ken vir Angus, eh? Roep Angus vir haar voor en toe, hier is 'n dame met rugpyn. Sy het na dit nie weer rugpyn gehad nie. She's healed. The healing. Then tongues. The ability to receive and impart a spiritual message in a language the recipient never learned. In other words, God gives you a language that you can talk. You've never learned the language, but then you can talk it. You start speaking fluently Xhosa. You've never learned it. And all the people think, now how does my white brother does it? Now then it's God. Or you go to China and you speak Chinese. But God just supernaturally gives you that ability. Why? Because he wants to show people that he cares. Ouens, dis maklik om 'n digawe, dis maklik om die punt te mis. Die punt is om glorie aan God te bring en vir ander mense te wys die Here gee om vir hulle. Number 9, interpretation of the tongues. The ability to translate into the vernacular a message publicly uttered in a tongue. This gift must be combined with the gift of tongues. Sometimes somebody will stand up and that person will speak in a tongue. You won't understand what he's saying, but then God will show somebody else in the meeting, this is what that person is saying, and then that person will come on and that person will say, I believe God is saying this and this and this and this and this and this. And I've seen that. I've seen that quite a few times, and it's beautiful. You just see people weeping. So, prophesying, tongues, and the gift of tongues are inspirational gifts. Now, watch what the Apostle Paul says, and with this I'll end off. The Apostle Paul says, for just as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many are one body, so is it with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jew, Greek. In ander woorde, maak nie saak van watter kulturele konteks jy afkom nie. In Suid-Afrika kan ons praat van 11 offisiële tale en kulture. Jew, Greek, Xhosa, Zulu, doesn't matter. Slave or free. Slave or free has to do with your social status, jou sosiale status. En oor die Paulus sê, maak nie saak of jy ryk is en of jy arm is. We are all made to drink of one spirit. Dis God se hart. Julle, jy is 'n wonderwerk wat pragtig aan mekaar gesit is. You're a miracle. Alet, ek sê nou vir jou vandag, vir jou en Elida wat daar sit, vir my so mooi smile met julle mooi baadjies. Julle is fenomenaal in mekaar gesit. Almal het dit. Die probleem is net, ons dink te veel van onsself. Ons op ons baar van onsself dink en sê, ek praat nou met myself ook en sê, Here, gebruik my. Now, obviously, sometimes we pray for people and it doesn't happen. I usually say to people, well, some people go to the hospital and they never come back again. Maar ons raak nie kwaad in die hospitaal nie. Ek ben baie mense gaan hospitaal toe, daar kom hulle nooit weer uit nie. Maar ons raak nooit vir die hospitaal kwaad nie, maar ons is altyd kwaad vir God. God is sovereign, and I just want to say, irrespective, last week Sunday, sondagochtend het ek hieroor gepraat, dit maak nie saak in wat die seisoen van jou lewe jy is. God is ready to talk to you. He is. Ek en my vrou is deur 'n miskraam. Ek het my broer 2000 in 'n motorongeluk verloor, waar trok boor hulle motor gery het. Al 5 kinders is dood op slag. So if I'm talking, I'm not talking out of being clever. I'm talking out of experience. Toe ek staan het 5 was, dat ek een sinuween eenstorting gehad, waar my mond skeef getrek het en my nek. But God was there for me all along the way. He was there. It's the only thing that makes me stand. Dit is die enigste ding wat my hier maak staan julle. Niks anders nie. Ek is ernstig. Weet jy wat het is as jy langs jou pa sit en hy moet sy seun se lijk in Soutrivier se lijkshuis gaan uitken? En jy moet dag langs hom gaan sit en julle as julle van julle by die huis sit en julle eet middagete en hy kyk net sy kos so. Hoe jy sien jou pa in 'n weekse tyd oud raak. En jy het die woorde om vir hom te sê, en die Mboetie en Tannie Glo was nog saam met my pa hulle. Ek moes die oproepe by die huis hanteer. Maar as gevolg van dit het ek die Here Jesus ontmoet, en dis hoekom ek vandag hier staan. I just want to say to you, to those who are tired, who are angry, who are lonely, God loves you unconditionally. He really wants to bless you. My vrou was 'n lelike ding aangedoen as kind, gemolesteer en gesou, verkrag. But she's a living testimony of the miracles and the gifts of God. Daar is geen manier hoe ek en sy eintlik nou nog reg in ons kop moet wees. As ek het so kan stel. Eintlik moet ons nou al mal gewees het. Koekoes. Julle moes ons ergens kom besoek het. Maar ons is hier. En sommige tye, dan verstaan ek het self jy om boetie. Dan kan ek net sê, Here, U is regtig goed. Verlede jaar toe is my kinders, ek het dit al hier gesê, gaan dit wees, sê 6 keer in die hospitaal, elkeen 3 keer, nou how does it make sense, running a church, being part of ministry, preaching every Sunday, and you know what the devil does, he goes for your faith, hy hardloop vir jou geloof. As jy nou so'n wonderlike man van God is, hoekom bly jou kinders in die hospitaal, wee, en dan staan jy, en dan moet jy opstaan. En as jy vir ander mense bid, dan raak hulle beter en hulle gesond. En dan verstaan jy nie lekker hoe dit werk, maar nou, hoekom is dit by die huis? But I can tell you, I've met God in so many beautiful ways. I can only believe in His name, in what He has done. I can only believe in that. It's the only thing that stands true in my life, in my wife's life. I can tell you this. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. Ek wil jy hele moet moedeloos raak, and there's nothing wrong with your faith. Daar's niks fout met jou geloof. Ek wil net vir jou dit sê. Ek wil jou vanaand gerus stel. Jy is nie mal nie. Jy is nie alleen nie. Maar hy dien kan nie na ons eerste skuifie toe gaan, wat ek gegooi het oor the gifted net. Skrif sê vir ons, dis wie jy is. You're gifted. You're important. And you're part of our friendship. That is how important you are. The previous one, die een voor dit. You're important, you're gifted, and you're a minister. That's who you are. En ek kan jou nou sê, as die duiwel het reg kry om daai eienskappe van jou te kan steel, as hy net vir 'n oomblik 'n oop deur, he'll make your life miserable. Jy gaan nie soggens wil opstaan, jy gaan moedeloos wees. And my heart breaks at this stage for the body of Christ that doesn't believe in themselves. Mense wat nie in hulle glo nie. Hulle glo alles wat die wêreld van hulle dink en wat die wêreld van hulle sê. Ons moet dit stop, julle. And if you're like, you know, I'm one of the guys, I work through something really quickly. If I see there's a problem in my life, I go talk to somebody and say, look, this is a problem in my life. I need help. At this stage, I don't have answers, but I don't want to lie down. And then I talk to somebody about the difficulty. Nou met my rug operasie, vir oggend, yes, julle, to bid I see his manne weer vir my. Ek kom daar, ek is besig om hulle te bid voor die diens, maar die manne bid daar vir my by intercessie. Jong, ek het hom lekker gepreek. So they just prayed the healing over me. Because the body works, die liggaam werk. One body, one spirit. We need each other.